Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Chief Minister Suhail Afridi on Saturday visited the families of jailed senior PTI leaders Shah Mahmood Qureshi and Dr. Yasmin Rashid, who are incarcerated at Lahore's Kotlakpat jail. CM Afridi, who was due to launch the PTI's street movement from Lahore, had spent Friday greeting and addressing PTI supporters, who met him at different points en route to the city. In a post on social media platform X at around 11 a.m. on Saturday, PTI's Naeem Haider Panjatha said Afridi's Lahore tour had begun and they were heading to Qureshi's house first. Visuals showed Qureshi's son Zain and daughter Maya Bano present during the meeting. Addressing the media alongside them, CM Afridi said, "This is my Pakistan, and wherever I go in the entire Pakistan, I do not need a reason for it." The chief minister said the aim of his Lahore journey is to meet party leaders. He detailed that the KP government had written to Punjab seeking a time for meeting the imprisoned leaders at Kotlakpat jail, but it did not respond. Around 20 minutes later, he posted that the party convoy was on its way to Rashid's residence. In a separate post, Panjatha said the PTI leaders would also visit Ejaz Chaudhry's family, attend high court conventions and then everyone will take to the streets. At 12 p.m., the PTI's official X account said the chief minister had met with the family members of Rashid. The party also shared photos from the meeting. The KPCM also plans to visit the residences of PTI leaders Mayan Mahmooda Rashid and Hamad Azhar, as well as party activists Sanam Javed and Falak Javed. In the evening, he will head to the residence of PTI worker Ali Bilal, also known as Zilla Shah, who died during a party protest in 2023. According to Panjatha, the KPCM was not able to visit former Governor Omar Safraz Chima's house as it was located in a cantonment and permission was not being given to enter. Afridi's convoy had entered Lahore around 4:30 p.m. on Friday, from where he made a beeline for the Punjab Assembly. The visit to the provincial legislature was marred by altercations between members of his entourage and security officials, while several heated exchanges between PTI leaders and journalists were also witnessed. Although the KPCM managed to reach Liberty Roundabout last night, he was unable to deliver a planned speech at the venue as a heavy contingent of police had blocked all roads leading to the area by setting up pickets. More to follow.